if you were my teacher and I was your student.
Yeah.
And you were in love with me and we were in love. Mm-hmm. Would you give up teaching to be with me?
In that situation, my only recourse, my only option is to not pass go directly to go directly to jail.
Welcome back. This is Cuckoo Bananas exclamation point at Degrassi Cole and the Next Generation podcast. I'm your host, Keely Bell. And today I am joined with.
Hello, my name is Ezra Parter.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's been a little while.
It has.
We recorded, I think, last about 2 weeks ago.
That sounds right. 2-3, something like that. Yeah.
So what's new?
The big news, I'm now 33.
You're 33.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're the Jesus age.
I'm Jesus aged. I'm taking up carpentry, considering throwing my life away for everyone else's sins. I like to think of Jesus not as somebody who sacrificed himself for his sins, but who threw away his chance at life for our sins. My Herald team at UCB got renewed for another year.
Woo-hoo. So
Headbutt lives. Very excited about it.
Headbutt lives on. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited for you.
All 8 members back. Very
amazing.
Very thrilled.
I'm really excited for you. I'm so happy.
Thank you.
As for me, nothing. Nothing new, really.
That's not true.
What?
You joined the YMCA.
I joined the YMCA. I've been taking some exercise classes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You worked so, your arms so hard, they hurt for 6 days.
Yeah. My arms hurt so bad all last week. Like it was a problem. it was my triceps. But now they feel better. And now I'm, after we record this, going to go and wreck them again. So that's what this is, right?
That's what it is.
Fitness is. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Wreck your muscles. Let them get better at recovering. And then you learn to do something new that hurts worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is exercise is just hurting yourself. It's self-harm is what I'm hearing.
Well, yeah.
Because that's how it feels.
Uh-huh.
It feels like I'm being like slowly tortured.
Yeah,
I do. I've been doing strength training. I did Pilates last week. Mm-hmm. I did some Zumba. I think that's it. Yeah.
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 Nice.
It's fun.
Yeah, you're having a good time.
I'm having a good time.
Good.
I guess we don't have any updates. We might as well just.
We're planning a birthday party for ourselves.
Oh yeah, we're planning our double surprise party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you what the surprise is. Just kidding. No, it's this is a concept you all can take home.
Yeah.
You double surprise party. You both know where and when it is and who's going, but you separately tell your friends the theme, the like type of foods to potluck and bring, the and activities that you're doing.
Yeah.
So that the other person gets surprised by the details.
Yeah.
Although, yeah. We both have a pretty good sense of what each other's doing.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, we had to, because I have OCD and I'm afraid of doing something that like will be bad. We had to give each other parameters for me, the theme. I was like, well, if there's a theme to dress to, I want to be able to, you know, have something prepared. And so I gave him a list of clothes of mine that I would be down to wear for my birthday. And then I made him give me some like ideas of activities that he would want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew like one, and then I was like trying to get a bunch of others, and I was like, so yeah.
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 But there'll still be surprises.
Yeah, it'll still be a surprise. I think we're gonna surprise each other pretty well though.
I think so too.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We're not very funny yet.
I mean, I was hilarious, but you're cutting all of it.
Yeah. Is it because this episode ended on the worst note possible?
Yeah. What the fuck episode?
This episode is, I won't say it's iconic. Like, it's iconic. It's a pretty iconic episode. The Manny and Paige fight is iconic. Like,
yeah.
It's a very quotable moment. And I remember a lot of it. Like, I remember it beat for beat, kind of. But, like, I won't say that it's ever, like, a really iconic episode. And I think it's because of the way that it ends. It's like, what the fuck?
Insane. Just clearly showing you the perspective of the show on the topic, which is not right. I'm being vague on purpose, but we can get into the details. But yeah, and then also the B plot being pretty stupid.
It's fun though. It was fun shenanigans. You keep asking for shenanigans, and then you keep getting them, and you don't like them.
Well, they're bad. I was enjoying it to a point.
I love the B plot. It's something we like literally never get.
Yeah, true. No, I did like that it was. Like, usually the shenanigans are like boys being boys, but this was girls being girls.
Girls and being girls. Cool.
That was, I did appreciate that aspect of it. I just thought it was poorly done.
And also, suddenly, Manny and Emma have two friends that we've never met. Well, we've met Darcy, but
she wasn't part of the crew.
You know, like, all of a sudden, Shantae and Darcy are like members of the crew, and it's like, what? And it's the most, like, it's very strange because, like, these characters, they're not close to them forever. Like, this is one episode where they're all kind of like suddenly friends. It's really strange. And I asked you, I was like, would you believe that Shantae lasts on the show till season 11?
And I said absolutely not, because her debut was pretty bad acting.
Jajube, her name is Jajube Mandiela, that's the actress's name. She gives, but sometimes she doesn't give.
I won't judge her on one episode, because an episode where she's being asked to do what she was asked to do is not going to show off her talent.
She's not given a lot. Like, that's kind of, this is not a spoiler because there's not really much to spoil.
Okay.
But Shantae's character is kind of notorious for being the black character that has absolutely zero things to do but be there. And it's really, she's even worse than Hazel.
Wow.
I know. It's insane. Like, how could it be worse than Hazel?
Her boyfriend in the hospital.
Exactly. It's like, how could it be worse than Hazel? It is. By the time she leaves the show, she's been on the show, this is season 4, from season 4 to season 11. That's how many seasons?
Seven
seasons she's been on the show. She had two plot lines that were about her development.
Oh, God.
I know.
Is this show racist?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
It is my favorite show, and yet, and unfortunately, like, once we do get a black girl character that, or aside from Liberty, unfortunately, I do not count Liberty for some reason. I don't know why that is. Anytime I'm like, oh, wait, we don't have any black girl characters on Degrassi that have actual character development, we have Liberty. And I forget every time. But aside from Liberty,
I think it's because she's a nerd first.
Liberty's not black. She's a nerd.
Yeah. No, it's like how like some people choose to identify as like an American Jew and some people choose to identify as a Jewish American. She's not a black nerd. She's a nerd who's black.
Yes. Yeah. No, I see that. You're 100% correct. You're 100% correct.
Yeah.
By the time that we actually get a black female character on Degrassi that is interesting and fun and has character development, people hate her for no reason. Not no reason, but like, she's not a likable character, but she does shit. You know what I mean? Her name's Marisol. She shows up in season 10. I love Marisol because she's messy and the worst person possible. But
I want the listener to know, Keely has sat up in her chair and is gesticulating wildly to no one, as if she's having an argument with somebody about this. I've never seen you so animated recording this podcast.
Because I'm very passionate about people understanding that just because Marisol is a bad person does not mean she's a bad character.
Like, I just have to emphasize, when we record this show, we sit next to each other facing out, usually not like facing each other. But we kind of like glance at each other. But Keely has fully turned away from me and is yelling at the wall.
He's not lying. But anyway, side tangent over. Should we get into this?
I think episode? We should.
So, do you remember your prediction?
Not even for a minute.
Me neither, actually. Oh, God. What even was it? It was, I think it was something about like AI, maybe, because the episode's called Modern Love.
Oh,
I feel like you maybe did like an like Paige gets an AI boyfriend or something.
No, I didn't do that.
Really?
Well, let me make a prediction that I might have made.
Okay.
Paige and Mr. Oleander find out that Paige's dad is the dad from All in the Family, and he's marrying a younger woman from South America, and also her gay brother is marrying a large man and adopting an Asian child.
Oh, it's Modern Family. Yeah. Is that the joke here?
Yeah, that's the joke here.
Okay. Anyway.
That's all I got. So that might have been my prediction.
It wasn't. I guarantee you it was not.
I wish it was. That would have been a good one.
But this was season 4, episode 18, Modern Love. Mm-hmm. And we start with Paige and Mr. Oleander at the park. And you immediately go, why are they in public? Great fucking question.
Yeah.
Maybe because it was like...
they thought they went to a park far enough away.
I don't know.
It's insane.
I do not know. Like, maybe they were like, oh, it's such an open space. Like, there's what are the chances that somebody sees us? I don't know.
Immediately
I don't know.
Immediately get seen after I say that, obviously.
Yeah, immediately get seen by Snake, who is getting baby Jack, I think, something from the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
And they're making fun of him because they don't realize it's Snake.
Yeah, they're like, what's that idiot doing with the baby?
Yeah, oh, an idiot.
Why is he
with
so
a baby?
White? His skin is so white. He must be afraid of the sun. Why does he look just like our teacher?
Yeah.
I don't know. What an idiot. Why would he look like our teacher?
And then they're like, oh, shit, it's Simpson. And Paige puts on her little cowgirl hat and sunglasses because she has to bring a disguise everywhere she goes with this man. That's how you know your relationship is toxic. If you have to bring a disguise.
Totally. And your disguise makes you look more like yourself. Like, that's a disguise that is just a Paige look.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so they're like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. And then Simpson kind of glances over at them, but he's like, kind of like, there's no way that that's who I think it is. And then he walks away. And Paige is like, there's no way he saw us. But he definitely did.
Fully did.
Then the opening credits happen. Oh, right. We introduce at this picnic that Mr. O is getting graded on being a teacher, which is such a funny like concept. You're a teacher getting graded on teaching. Mm-hmm. It feels like a paradox. It's like it's Snake Eats Tail.
And it is Snake.
Snake Eats Tail. And Paige is telling him that there's no way he's going to fail. Like, he's going to do great. He's a great teacher, except for the fact that... And he does seem... That's the part that sucks, is he does seem like a really good teacher, except for the fact that he fucks his students.
Yeah, it's like one really big red flag.
Yeah, because immediately after... oh, okay. I won't skip to there. But, like, we end up seeing Mr. O teach... for the second time.
No, but the first time where he's like really giving
teaching. Yeah. And we see him teaching in a plot that doesn't matter to him. It's in Emma's plot. Mm-hmm. And he's doing a really good job teaching. And so it's like, you really fucked yourself with this, sir. Anyway.
Yeah.
So after the opening credits, we go to cheer practice, and Darcy's at cheer practice. Is Shantae also at cheer practice?
I don't know.
Shantae is a cheerleader. I don't think she was there, though. Manny's so pissed that Paige has skipped cheer practice again because Paige has been, you know, cavorting about with an older man instead of honoring her responsibilities as cheer captain, which is insane. Girl, you built the spirit squad. What the fuck? Anyway.
Girl, it's your squad. Be there.
Be there. She literally created this team from the ground up. Mm-hmm. Remember season one? She said, I'm starting a cheer squad. Yeah. And then she abandons it to go...
For a man?
For a man?
A man who's too old for her and legally is a pedophile?
Not legally. Oh, okay. Emotionally is a pedophile.
Oh, right. Because technically they're fine because he's not that old.
Yeah. they establish way later in the series that the age gap between somebody who is under 18 and someone who is over 18 is 4 years in Canada.
4?
Yeah.
Damn.
So you can be 16 dating a 20-year-old. You can be 17 dating a 21-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah. At least that's what is said in a specific episode. Tish, don't come for me. Tish is my, like, she's my Canadian counsel.
Right.
And also she corrected me on something I said about Beverly Hills 90210. And so I'm like, but there's an episode in, I think, season 13 or 14 where a character named Drew, who's a super senior. So he's 19 or like 18 going on 19.
Okay.
Is hooking up with Zoe, who is a grade 10. And so when Zoe's mom is trying to get Drew like arrested, the principal is like, sorry, like this is, it's legal. Anyway, but
well,
yeah, so legally Mr. O is not a pedophile.
What is this, Calabama? Okay.
I hate Alabama jokes. I think they're so, it's because my family's from
there. Yeah.
So it's like, I didn't Alabama's not the only, I mean, maybe. Sorry.
But does Canton, Mississippi sound decent? Calabama was my best option.
Anyway.
What is this, Louisiana, Canada?
Also, my family's from Louisiana, but okay.
What is this? Florida?
Florida. Floridanada.
South Carolina.
Florinanada is my favorite.
Florinanada.
Or Floridanada. There we go. Danada.
Yeah.
Floridanada.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What is this? Mississippi, Canada?
Anyway. So yeah, I think it's legal for Paige and Mr. O to be together. That's all I'm saying. It's just in poor taste because he's a teacher and probably against school rules for both his school and her school.
Oh, for sure that.
Yeah. So Manny is interim captain while Paige is not at practice. And Hazel is mad at that. And Hazel comes up to Manny and is like, just so you know, like, I'm not okay with you taking over. Like, it is funny that Paige makes Manny be her like second in command when Hazel's right there, when Hazel's Paige's best friend. Like, it just goes
to been on the team since the beginning.
It just goes to show, like, one, how much better of a cheerleader Manny is than everybody else, and two, how much Paige kind of like doesn't trust Hazel, which is already that is like the first clue to what we will later learn in the episode. And so Manny is like, well, it's only till Paige, you know, gets back from her rendezvous with Mr. Oleander or whatever. And then Hazel's like, what? No, she just has a crush on him. And Manny's like, it's okay. Paige told me, like, I know that they're having a secret affair. And Paige is like, or and Hazel's like, what?
The fuck?
And that's, I think, this is what I come to teen dramas for.
Yeah.
Is that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, friendships being tested. Like, I don't know what I would do if my best friend, if it turns out my best friend was told another person something so important.
Yeah.
And illegal.
Yeah, something so scandalous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and Manny's like, oh my god, I did it again. No, she says, oops, I did it again.
I did it again. Meaning like, uh-oh, my big mouth. Oops.
Yeah. But truly, like, what a fair assumption that Hazel would know.
Yes, it's a very fair assumption.
Yeah.
An
insane thing to say out loud in cheer squad practice,
right.
But a fair assumption that Hazel would know.
So then we go to media immersion, and this is the point where we see Mr. O actually teaching. And this is grade 10 media immersion. That's the grade that they're in, yeah?
Yeah.
This is grade 10 media immersion where Emma is, where they're teaching about, did you ever get this lesson in school? About like ads and stuff? I remember getting this lesson too. About like messaging in ads and like subliminal messaging. And he asks, what is this cigarette ad trying to tell you? And then Emma answers and is like, well, it's telling you that you can be healthy while smoking cigarettes because this woman's hiking or whatever. And then he goes, yeah, where do you think she's hiking to? And then Chris, okay, look, this episode, I'm just going to spoil my thoughts that are kind of at the end, or okay. I'm going to kind of spoil my thoughts that come at the end, but okay. I really like this episode. I love the way it's written. However, the inconsistency of the recurring yes. characters in this episode is crazy. Insane. Chris, my boy, Chris Sharp from season 3 would never do that to Emma.
Never.
He's such a nice guy. Why the fuck would he make fun of her?
Yeah, he says that maybe she's going to the ravine.
Uh-huh, and then everybody giggles.
Of course, we all know is where Emma got gonorrhea.
Yes. And everybody giggles.
From sucking on dicks.
And then Mr. O like shoots him a glare and is like, hey, cut it out. And then he looks at Emma and he goes, what's not shown in this, what?
Mr. Oleander shoots him a glare and says, hey, cut it out. And Snake in the corner is like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Which was so funny to me.
Well, it's because he's being graded on
teacher. No, I know, but it's so silly to just be like, shuts down mean guy.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I think what he's saying was, has control of classroom.
Yeah, for sure. But it was just such a funny, like,
it was very funny. They were just reminding us that Mr. O's being graded.
Right. But anyway, continue.
And so he asks Emma, what don't you see in the ad? And she's like, you know, emphysema, all the thing, lung cancer. And then Chris goes, gonorrhea. And then, okay, also, Mr. O knows about Emma's gonorrhea.
I think the whole school learned
yeah,
about that.
Paige must have told him.
Oh, that too. But also, I just feel like that episode was, the whole thing was like, everyone knows.
Yeah.
So Mr. O is like, you're CMS for class for a lesson on respect. And
yeah.
Snake goes, respect. That's respect, what I have for you, Mr. O, right
now. But clearly on Emma's face, she's mad about it.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, she can't shake this reputation mm-hmm. after her adventures at the ravine. Mm-hmm. So then in grade 11 media immersion, Hazel tries talking to Paige in class. Hey girl, why didn't you try to do this in a time where you're not in class?
Mm-hmm. Anytime other than when the literal guy you're talking about is watching you.
Yeah. And she way she opens the conversation up is she goes, Paige. And Paige is like, what? And she's like, Paige goes, Mr. O is teaching. And then Hazel goes, is Manny your new best friend? These are some areas of Hazel that I think we could have expanded on, because that was fucking funny.
The insecurity there is very funny.
It's so funny.
And to be like, okay, Paige might be fucking a teacher, but more importantly, she might not be my best friend anymore.
Yeah. That's something we really could have expanded mm-hmm. on for Hazel, and we chose not to, and that's sad.
Yes.
Because that would have been incredible.
Yeah. And Paige is just like, okay, whatever your issue is, we can deal with it later.
Yeah. And then Hazel brings up the issue, which is that Manny told her that Paige told her that she and Mr. O have been fucking, hooking up. Do you think they're having sex?
It seemed implied in the episode that they had not, to me.
Really? What implied?
Well, because later on, Paige is like, you shouldn't get in trouble for just kissing a younger girl or whatever. And it's like, okay, I guess they were just kissing, but...
The only reason that I think they haven't been having sex is because there's no way in hell my girl, Paige Michaelchuk, is losing her proper virginity in that disgusting studio apartment.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
There's simply no way, unless they've gotten like a hotel or something.
That would have been an episode.
Yeah, that would have been an episode.
Also, them having sex for the first time would have been an episode.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, she obviously isn't, her parents don't know that she's dating him. So it's not that he's coming over to her house.
No, for sure not.
And she's definitely not getting naked in that pigsty.
No, definitely not.
With fucking toilet water leaking on
her. Yeah, you talk about getting gonorrhea. She's getting something.
Paige is like, what? And Hazel's like jealous. And then Mr. O sees them talking and he's like, hey, Hazel, cut it out. And then Hazel goes, oh, sorry, Mr. O. I thought you only had eyes for Paige.
And Snake is like, is there a problem here?
Yeah. And then Mr. O's like, No, I just lost my place.
I just got extremely flustered by that joke.
Yeah.
don't read into it. It's just that that really, 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 really threw me off.
Yeah. So then, interesting scene. This is when we meet Shantae for the first time. This scene opens up. Okay, this scene opens up. The composition of this scene is incredible. Emma is sitting at the outside lunch tables. Her eyes are closed. We hear from the distance Manny, Darcy, and Shantae walking over. Mm-hmm. And Darcy says, lunch lady Sheila told me that if I smother my fries in ketchup, all of the acid like burns away all the carbs. So so it's like I haven't eaten, I haven't even eaten fries. And Shantae's like, you're taking food advice from Sheila, the lunch lady.
She's just trying to sell you more fries. Yeah.
And it's like, what? I think they really tried to make Darcy like this really dumb. Like,
yeah, she's been an attempted ditz.
Yeah, and it just doesn't work. And like, spoiler alert, she's not. That's not who she is once she is expanded upon. But
okay, that's good, because I feel like, yeah, they just like, you can't make a ditzy character have like two lines,
because yeah,
you don't know if they're just being dumb or they are dumb. It yeah, doesn't, you have to like, it has to be like Dumb and Dumber, where a character is like, has an arc,
yeah,
to be that stupid.
Yeah, that Darcy's not dumb, but for some reason she's dumb in this season. And Manny comes over to Emma and she's like, Em, what are you doing? Because remember, her eyes are closed.
Mm-hmm.
And what does she say, honey?
I'm trying to kill Chris Sharp with my mind.
Which, like, okay. Like, what was that performance for? Like, who's doing that just like by themselves?
Okay, and then Manny just goes on to list all the other grade 10 boys and is like, why don't you kill this one, this one, this one, this
not
one
not just
too?
The grade 10 boys, oh. Craig and Jay.
Oh, yeah. She just lists all the male characters and it's like, let's kill them all.
Yeah. No Spinner in there, though, huh?
No, she did. She said did? Spinner, yeah.
Oh, okay. and Emma's like, why don't we have a girls' night? We just fucking forget about boys. We are just going to, it's just going to be us four girls doing girly shit with no boys on our minds.
No testosterone involved.
No testosterone zone.
Which, okay, girls have some testosterone, but
yeah, we do. It's fine.
We don't have to get into the details. It's fine.
And the girls are like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. And then Chester comes up. And he comes up behind Emma's shoulder. Mm-hmm. And he has developed a nickname for her where he calls her Emmeline.
Yes.
And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. And the only reason that I can maybe forgive Chester's characterization in this episode is because when he was first introduced, he was the new kid.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't really develop a personality as the new kid until you've been there for like a couple weeks.
Sure,
you know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure.
Like, I understand that now he's more comfortable. He's more comfortable, like, being a goofball.
He's more comfortable like coming up behind Emma and stealing fries from Darcy.
Yes. Which like, yeah. And he comes up and he's like, ooh, what does he say? Like, ooh, ketchup covered starch or something like that,
that
which is
right.
Very weird. Yeah. And then he puts the fry in his mouth and he walks away. And then Darcy goes, is he not just the yummiest guy you ever saw?
Yummiest thing.
Yummiest thing
she's
you ever
finds
saw.
Him more yummy than donuts.
Yeah. And then she and Shantae are like wistfully looking off at him, and Emma's like, no boys, remember? And then they're just like, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, they look, glance back at her, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And then glance back at him and
yeah,
melt.
Yeah, and it, to be fair, Emma, your girls' night has not started yet.
That's
you're
true.
Still on school grounds.
That's true, yeah. There's no girls' nights on school grounds.
Mm-hmm. No girls' nights on school grounds. So Mr. O is sulking behind the school like a little widdle baby. Because didn't he look so pathetic in
so
that
pathetic.
Scene? Like, I don't understand what that was. Like, he just was like pouting. And Paige comes and he's like, kids are so mean, Paige. I can't go back in there.
I can't teach my other classes because in your class I got meaned.
They were so mean to me. And Paige is like, no, like, it's okay. And then he's like, why did Hazel say that?
Also, wait, when he said that, you go, little bitch.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, what a bitch. Because he looked so pathetic in that moment.
He did, but you so rarely speak during this episode. It was very funny to me that was your outburst. Just, little bitch.
And he goes to confront Hazel, or confront Paige about why Hazel said that thing. And before she can really like be like, oh, like,
she's like, I'm sorry, it'll never happen
again.
The door opens and a teacher hits her with the door, and she's like, oh, right, it will happen again for sure. Yes,
because they keep getting caught, and it's the French teacher.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, sorry, mademoiselle, excusez-moi.
This French teacher that we've never met before. Yeah. So for some reason, we had to shoehorn that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, it's the iconic fight scene. Mm-hmm. I love when an iconic scene comes up and I don't even have to take notes. I just go, oh, it's the scene. Like, Paige goes in and she sees Manny walks by and she's like, hey, Paige. And then Paige doesn't respond to her. And then Manny's like, thanks, Manny, for running my practice like 3 days in a row. And Paige is like, why would I thank you? You're a backstabber and blah, blah, blah. And we all know the scene. We all know the scene. And then they start exchanging some
scratches.
Well, I was going to say some insults.
Oh, yeah.
They start exchanging some insults. Manny tells Paige she has a huge butt, which, like, okay. Like, I get it's 2004. Having a huge butt was a bad thing.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh. Like, oh.
Not to me.
I mean, cultural zeitgeist has really changed in the last 20 years. And honestly, it's because of Kim Kardashian, unfortunately.
It's true.
But black women were made fun of historically for having large butts.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, it was a thing. Like,
oh, and Paige is secretly black.
No, it's white supremacy.
Oh, got it.
And so you would say traits that black people have as to call things, white people ugly in some way. And so Manny tells Paige she has a huge butt, and then she kicks her in the butt, in the huge butt.
And when she does, she realizes, oh, wait, it's not that big.
Yeah, I'm like, her entire foot, her foot, like...
My entire foot fit in there. It's not that big.
I was going to say her butt is like the size of Manny's foot.
Yeah,
but...
that too.
And then Paige turns around, and then they fight. They start pulling each other's hair. They're banging up against the walls, and then Miss Hatzilakos and Mr. O come over and rip them apart. Now we need to acknowledge the elephant in the room. Why is Miss Hatzilakos's hair that spiky? What is going on?
I didn't even clock it, but yeah, she was having some weird moments this episode.
Oh yeah. Wait, just wait.
Yeah, we'll get there. The most intense acting we've ever seen.
It was crazy. It was the weirdest moment.
But yeah, her spiky hair.
She has like a very Dolly Parton. You know how Dolly Parton has like that one wig that she's worn for the last like 20 years that's like really flippy and spiky?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is... Anyway, she has Paige in her grip, and then Mr. O has Manny in his grip. And then Manny says, oh, hey, Mr. Pedophile. I mean, Oleander, don't want to make your girlfriend Paige even more jealous of me. And then Miss Hatzilakos is like, I'm sorry, what the fuck?
Yeah, wait, what?
Manny, come to my office on Monday. Paige, Mr. Oleander, come to my office right the fuck now. Because we need to discuss whatever that just was.
What a way to tell the principal. Like, hope you holding on to me doesn't make her jealous because you're dating her.
Yeah.
And the principal's like, whoa, all of this is weird. Whoa.
Too much.
You probably shouldn't be holding her like that, but also, what?
What? And so then Paige is sitting outside Ms. Hatzilakos' office, and she's so scared that she got him fired. And this whole, like,
Marco's like consoling her.
Like, Marco was the voice of reason.
Yeah, Marco was against this for the whole time. And now he's like, you got to make it right with him. You got to make this okay. You're in love. It's all good.
It's like, what?
And then Hazel comes over and Hazel's like, hey, I'm sorry too. Mm-hmm. And Paige is like, oh, Hazel, the very witty bitch, or what does she say? You got?
She says, oh, she's not just a backstabbing traitor. She's also kind of witty.
Right, because Hazel said, like, I'm sure I'm the last person you want to see right now.
Yeah. Which,
not witty, but whatever.
Right. And so, yeah. So, like, I was just going to say, like, the whole, like, I think the only reason why I'm, like, still holding on to maybe the idea that the writers might be trying to say that their relationship is wrong in some way a little bit is the fact that Paige's character has done a total 180 and like she's giving up parts of herself to like to help this man.
Yeah.
Like they know Paige's character so well that I'm like, there's no way that you're making your extremely independent girl who is, you know, always the girl that other girls come to when they're having boy problems, who has never been afraid to like tell a guy to fuck off or have a guy reach certain standard. Mm-hmm. Why is she like lost? She's like, Paige's character is so lost in this plot line because she's like, oh, I need to do anything to make sure he succeeds. I need to help him succeed. And it just feels like they must know. They must know that that's bad.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. I think they're like they're kind of painting. They're kind of like depicting this relationship as an abusive relationship, which I think is accurate, where, you know, she is fully like giving what he needs and not expecting anything in return.
Yeah.
And taking whatever he gives back to her as like, oh, a kernel. Thank you. Yes. A kernel of anything. Thank you. A little nugget.
Love kernels. Yeah.
Which.
And another tasty clue. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Which, you know, I think works in a way, but then they undercut it at the end. And I don't know what happens next with their relationship, but if it doesn't quickly become Paige realizing she's in an abusive relationship, then it is a real problem for me. And that's kind of what I'm expecting. So, it just feels like you said, yeah, Paige is fully giving up on her character in this. Because the whole time she's like, I have to make sure to lie so that I can't tell the real story because that'll hurt him. Yeah. I can't let him protect me because that'll hurt him. I can't. And it's just like, girl, you're a child.
Stand up. Like,
no, but yes, stand up for yourself. But also like you're a child in this situation. You are being abused.
Yeah.
Like, there's no right in him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
So then Mr. O leaves Miss Hatzilakos' office and Paige is like, all right, well, time for me to go in. She goes in and she sits down. And what does Ms. Hatzilakos say that I was like, oh, I'm glad we got that line.
This has been a wild day.
Oh, yeah. Because the projector turned itself off and right when that scene came up. And Ezra had fast forwarded a bit too much. And we just got to the part where Paige goes, Manny is a liar. And then I was like, oh, wait, go back a bit. Or you went back a bit. And then the only line we missed was, well, this has been a wild day. And I'm like, oh, I'm glad we got that. And so Paige is like, nothing happened. Manny is a liar. Manny Santos is a liar. All that was going on was that Mr. O was tutoring me. That's it. And Ms. Hatzilakos is like, really? And Paige is like, yes. And Ms. Hatzilakos is like, well, I don't feel very comfortable continuing this conversation without your parents. And Paige is like, is that really necessary? And she's like, yes, because yours and Mr. Oleander's stories conflict. And Paige is like, what do you mean our reports conflict? And she's like, well, you see, he didn't say he was tutoring you. He said that you were obsessed with him and that you've been stalking him.
Dun, dun, dun.
And
Paige is like, what the
fuck? The way that the carpet was just pulled from under her feet. She's like, are you fucking kidding me? And I really wish that this episode had like at that point in the episode.
Yeah.
You think what the rest of the episode's going to be.
Yeah. And She figured out that this guy sucks. She figured out that this guy's only out for himself. She figured anything out, but she equated him to guys in her past who also mistreated her. No, she doesn't make the connection at all.
No.
It's insane.
And so then we're at girls' night. We get a close up of Emma's toes. Why'd we do that?
That one's for the boys.
Mr. Dan Schneider was on set that day. Yeah. Ooh, yikes.
This episode, surprise, was directed by Quentin Tarantino, produced by Dan Schneider.
And I set my notes say toe close up at girls' night. Ew. But yeah, she's painting her toenails. That's why. And the girls are all in like robes and face masks, and they're like avocado masks or something. Mm-hmm. And
sitting on the front porch.
The front porch, which you said is a weird spot for them to be.
They notoriously live on a busy street filled with neighbors who go to school with them.
So true.
It's a weird place for them to be doing this.
Bedroom is, or no, Emma lives in the basement now.
She has the whole basement.
They could have really done that in the basement.
Also, there's probably a backyard.
Yeah.
We've never seen it, but probably.
I actually don't think they have one. We've never seen it, and I don't think we ever will. That happens at Spinner's place. So yeah, I don't know. Or not, Spinner's place.
Yeah, just a bizarre place for them to be like, we can have a private girls' night in our robes.
Yeah, very weird.
Right here on the street.
And they're toasting, and Emma goes, to heck with guys. Very Liberty line there. And then they look over, and they see Chester, and he goes, hey, Emmeline, what's going on? And then they all look over, and they're like, and Darcy's like, Chester's your neighbor? And then, or they all say, Chester's your neighbor. And then Emma's like, what? They just moved in. Oh, and Manny's been icing her face from the fight.
Yeah, because she's got a scratch on her face.
And then they all run inside, and Emma's like, what? What's wrong? And then Manny goes, I am disfigured. And then she leaves. So funny. Manny is so good. I love Cassie. She's so funny. She's so funny.
She is.
And so then Paige shows up at Matt's pigsty, and she lays into him about the lie. And they have like a whole fight. He's like explaining to her, like, look, my whole job was on the line. You know how badly I want this so I can teach and fuck other students.
How else am I going to get myself around teenage girls?
Yeah. And Paige is like, well, you're an asshole, essentially. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm an asshole. You have a big fucking mouth. Why does Hazel know? Why does Manny know? You've publicly fought with Manny in the middle of the school about our relationship when you told immediately after you promised me that nothing else was going to happen. And then she goes, she was really mean. Which, like, there's the insanity of this relationship is like you're fighting with a literal teenage girl about your relationship. And yeah, she's a fucking teenager because she just had the most teenagery response to that criticism that you could possibly have.
She was really mean.
She was really mean. And so then I don't have this in my notes, but he sweet talks her a bit, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
And he's like, how does that scene end? Are they mad at each other?
No, she convinces him. No, she's like, oh wait, yeah.
Yeah, they do end that scene mad at each other.
Yeah, because later she comes back. Yeah. So he's like, I'm sorry, I had to like protect my shit. And he's like, and she's like, I it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
To me. And then I mean, I'm really paraphrasing.
Yeah. That scene ends on like a weird note, and then, so they're not like fully made up yet. And so then we go back to Emma's house. The girls are tie-dying. But Darcy and Shantae are wearing their normal clothes because they want to be cute for Chester and his brothers.
Shantae says, I hope he comes back soon because these shoes are 15-minute shoes max.
I didn't hear her say that. And Manny and Emma are wearing like big men's shirts.
White shirts that they're tie-dyeing.
Yeah. And Emma's like, ugh, these boy-obsessed girls aren't really concerned with tie-dyeing. But then Chester and his brothers come by passing a football around. And one of his brothers is Justin Onizuka. I don't know if he's Chuck or if he's Chad, whichever one. And then Manny's like, what does she say to Emma?
She ties the bottom of her shirt to show midriff. And she says, like...
it's something along the lines of like, sorry, Emma, it's dog eat dog out here or something like that.
It's the Wild West out here, maybe.
Or something. Yeah. And then she ties the shirt up and she's like, hey, Chester, hit me. she's about to catch the football.
Yeah.
And he throws it toward her, but it misses and it splashes Emma from the tie-dye.
Yeah.
And then Emma's like, oh, they're going to fucking regret this. And so then we're at Paige's work. She and Alex are filling the nacho cheese machine.
Isn't this where does the tie-dye fight happen later?
Oh, yeah. They do have a tie-dye fight.
Yeah. They have a little fight with it.
Yeah.
And Emma throws the tie-dye covered ball back at the boys. And then the boys come and grab one of the tie-dye bins and throw the chemicals on Manny.
On all of them. And, on all the girls.
Yeah. But mostly it gets on Manny.
Yeah.
And then we have this scene where the girls are like, oh, no. Yeah. But Manny is just like bouncing up and down, shoving her hand, like fluttering her hands, just going, oh, 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 oh.
And then, and Darcy and Shantae are going like, oh, you guys, stop. Oh, my God. ew. Why would you do that? Yeah. I love girls. We're crazy. But then Emma's like, oh my God, they're totally going to regret this. Mm-hmm. So then we go to the movie theater where Paige and Alex are filling up the nacho cheese machine. And Alex says, nacho cheese is like one ingredient away from being plastic. And then Paige goes, yeah, like Manny Santos. And Alex is like, well, I wouldn't blame her. I wouldn't put all the blame on her. Like, that wasn't really a Prince Charming move that Matt did there, you know, calling you a fucking stalker.
It wasn't just I wouldn't put the blame on Manny. It was I would put the blame on Mr. O.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think is different because Alex is being, well, sorry, I don't mean to be correcting you. I just mean like it matters because Alex is being like, no, remember, the dude's the fucking asshole here.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And, Paige is like keeps defending him.
Yes.
She's like, well, no, like he was just trying to protect his job and I'm the one who's bad.
He was just trying to protect his job and I fell down the stairs. You know, it's like, what are you doing, Paige?
And then Dylan shows up standing at what looks like 7 feet tall. And he comes up to the concession stand and Paige is like, what are you doing here? And Dylan's like, where is he? And Mark was like, he's feeling macho after he found out about what happened with Matt. And Paige is like, no, like, don't beat up my boyfriend. Besides, he's like the same age as you. Like, are you preying on Marco? And Dylan's like, he doesn't answer the question. and he goes, well, he's disgusting. So I'm going to beat him up. And Paige is like, no, actually, I'm disgusting. I'm the one who's going to get him fired for being underage.
She also like lists his good qualities too, which is like, just like, stop.
And he's also, he's an asshole, but he's also a teacher and tall with black hair and a weird little chin. Those are all his positive qualities. And so then we go back to girls' night. It's Christmas at girls' night because they are decorating a tree outside of Chester's family home with pads, tampons, and pad wrappers. Mm-hmm. And it's really cute. But I will say this one thing. Emma would never. That is so bad for the environment.
Yeah.
Wasting menstrual products already in general are bad for the environment. They are waste that does not biodegrade. I, because of my crazy periods, my carbon footprint is probably so awful Emma would never waste pads or plastic tampon applicators. I guarantee you, Emma doesn't even use plastic tampon applicators.
Also, I mean, it's kind of a funny prank, kind of, with just like regular pads and tampons. But it's not that funny until you put blood on them.
That's, I think, the next step of this prank. Teenagers, I think, are... teenage boys especially are grossed out by period products regardless.
But you had red tie-dye right there.
They did. You know what? You're right. You're right.
They really missed out.
They missed an opportunity. The opportunity they didn't miss, though, was creating the most beautiful tampon star to put on top of the tree.
That was so silly.
Like, how did they do it and how was it so beautiful? It was like perfect. But Emma climbs the tree.
They have a ladder. They have a ladder to the roof.
Yeah. And she climbs on top of the roof to stick the star on top of the tree. And right as she's about to put it on, the cops show up. And some friends these are, Manny, Shantae, and Darcy just book it.
They
immediately.
Well, Emma is up a ladder.
Yeah.
Like Manny was holding.
Manny was holding it and she was scared that Emma was going to fall. She was like nervous. And then as soon as the cops showed up, they all went, oh! And they ran away.
Yep.
But the cops show up and Emma is caught red-handed. And then, except not red-handed because the tampons and pads weren't bloody.
Yeah, caught should have been red-handed.
Yeah. And then Chester opens up the window and is like, hey, Emmeline. And then the cops are like, hey, Emmeline, you're under arrest.
I really thought we were going to get Chester being like, hey, thanks for making the tree look nice and like saving her from the cops. That's what I thought was going to happen.
That would be
cute. But it didn't.
That would have been really sweet.
Yeah.
So then Paige shows up after work at Matt's place and apologizes for no reason.
Yeah. Apologizes for, I guess, not supporting him lying earlier.
I don't know. Yeah. And she's like, I'm going to go to school tomorrow and I'm going to corroborate your story and I'm just going to have to take the consequences, yada, 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 because I don't want to be responsible for you losing out on your entire future, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, Paige. And he goes to kiss her. And then she goes like, no, there's no strings attached to this. Essentially saying like, I'm not doing this so that we can be together. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this to like save your life, save your career.
I'm not doing this for us. I'm doing this for you.
For you. And so she doesn't kiss him and she walks away. And
as if she's like, I'm not doing this selfishly. I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do. When it's so the wrong thing
to
do.
It's very the wrong thing to do. So then we go to school and Paige is in Miss Hatzilakos' office and she's like, I don't need my parents here. I fully take responsibility. I was inappropriate with Mr. Oleander. I was stalking him. He did nothing. Blah, 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 blah. And then it pans out to reveal she's there with Hatzilakos, Simpson, Mr. O, and Mr. O's teacher's college like advisor or whatever. And Mr. Simpson is like, Paige, and she's like, I want to be transferred out of Mr. O's class. And Mr. Simpson's like, if you transfer out of his class, you're gonna lose media immersion. And she's like, I guess I'll have to take it next year. And he's like, but you have to submit this year's grades to apply to college next year. And then she's like, well, then I guess I'll just have to transfer schools entirely. And Simpson's like, okay, this can no longer go on.
And then we cut to Hatzilakos. Yeah. And she's like, if you don't do this year's school, you won't be able to have time to do it next year. It's like, whoa, what the
it's
fuck?
It's very
oh
intense.
Oh my God.
But I think I have a theory on why that line was so intense.
Yeah.
I think Miss Melissa DeMarco, she is the actress that plays Miss Hatzilakos. I think she was probably having a hard time she was probably getting tongue-tied saying that. And so the take they had to use was one where she was really, really enunciating. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Because that's what it looked like. She was like, if you do this, you will be held back for next year.
It was so intense.
It was very intense.
So jarring. And the like quick cut to and from the, I mean, obviously they're just cutting around, so it makes sense, but they went from a wide to a close up to a wide, and it was so, yeah, just so intense.
But yeah, Snake is like, I do not buy it. Anything that I've seen between these two did not look very one-sided to me. Mm-mm.
And Hatsulakis is like, wait, you saw something and you didn't say anything? What the fuck, dude?
And he's like, well, it's like, you know, not like it wasn't. It was just stuff that I was like, oh, is that weird? And and he's like, and then Miss Hatsulakis is like, well, based on Paige's story and based on Mr. O's story, like, well, we're going to have to, you know, deal with expelling Paige, something like that.
It wasn't specific. But, and then the advisor is like, you know, we gotta work out what Matt needs. And then Simpson's like, are we here to support the teachers or the students?
Yep.
And Miss Hatsulakis is like, and then Matt is like, I did it. I was fucking student.
Well, Snake goes, what are we doing here, Daphne? Are we here supporting the teachers or the students? Did you suspect that Miss Hatsulakis' first name was Daphne?
No, I always thought it was Hot. Ha 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 ha.
And then Miss Hatsulakis goes, well, it's hard for me to say if I don't know exactly what you saw. And even if she did learn exactly what Snake saw, like, I don't think that would have been a lot to really prove the story. And so then Matt stands up and is like, I am Spartacus. he stands up and he's like, actually, we had a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We were in a relationship. Paige was not stalking me. I lied. And he, you know, he did the first right thing in this episode.
Yeah, truly. Yeah.
Yeah,
it sucks that the only character with a redeeming moment in this whole episode is the one we hate the most.
Exactly. Well, I mean, yeah. He was already on the very bottom. Mm-hmm. He could only go up from there.
That's true. That's true.
And Paige looks at him and she's like, what are you? And he's like, how does he answer that?
He doesn't really. He just keeps going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's facing up. He's owning up facing the consequences of his own actions.
Mm-hmm.
So then I guess this all happened before school because Emma's walking to school.
Right.
And Chester comes up behind her and he's like, hey, how was jail? And she's like, I didn't go. They didn't want to take me. They just gave me a warning. And he's like, look, I'm just going to let you know, like, my brothers are vicious. Like, I'll be on your side from now on. And Emma's like, what? And he's like, yeah, just consider me like a mole across enemy lines. And Emma's like, thanks. And so I wish that scene were a bit longer and I wish it were a bit clearer what the point of the scene is.
Yeah.
I think the point of the scene is to show that Emma has gotten over her hatred of men. Like a man has extended an olive branch and she has taken it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she sees that not all guys are not just out to get her. Mm-hmm. There some of them are out to protect her as well. Yeah.
There's at least one good guy who also wants to fuck her, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, Emma and Chester's kind of fucking cute.
Yeah, it sounds like it based on what you just said. I'm guessing it doesn't happen, but mm-hmm. But yeah, they would have been a good ship.
We will not see Chester past this episode. So,
really, that's it for Chester.
That's it for Chester. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they planned something for him and he just didn't, you know, come back.
It seemed like they were setting up an Emma Chester thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
For like a while now, it seemed that way.
I don't know.
That's so weird.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they had planned for something bigger for his character or if like he was part of the kind of Darcy crew of like, okay, well now that these guys are getting older, we need to introduce a few more younger mm-hmm. people or like people who haven't been around as long. I have no idea. But this is Chester's last episode.
That's wild.
I know. It's insane. Also, remember Spinner's sister?
Spinner has a sister?
Kendra.
Oh, yeah, Kendra.
Where the fuck did Kendra go?
Oh, yeah, she just disappeared.
She just disappeared.
Yeah.
This is what we are calling... We've entered the Degrassi black hole.
Oh.
It's where characters go when they were important for one point And then they just disappear.
Wow.
Kendra is in the black hole. She never comes back. Chester has entered the black hole in this episode. Terry is in the black hole.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it, fans lovingly call.
Terry's second black hole. First one being the coma.
I thought you were going to say the wound on the back of her head.
That would have worked too.
Yeah. So Chester enters the black hole this episode. That's how we're going to refer to it from now on. I'll try to remember when it happens for any future characters.
Wow.
But
yeah, I guess, I mean, is Toby in a black hole? I haven't seen him in so long.
He's not yet in the black hole. Okay. He actually is never in the black hole, but it does feel like a slow sucking into the black hole.
He just claws his way out for a couple episodes.
And it's like and then it's like, no, wait, I have to be supportive of JT for two scenes.
poor Jobs.
So then we go back to the park where it all started. And Paige is sitting on park bench, and Matt comes and joins her on the park bench, and he tells her,
I have to say, when he sits down, there's a whole human being in between them. And then you keep going. There's space for a whole human being in between.
Oh, okay.
Keep going.
Okay. And she asks him like, what went down with his like advisor and stuff. And he's like, yeah, well, teacher's college is a bust. I'm not going to be a fucking teacher anymore. But he still gets to be what, like an assistant?
He can still work towards his BA.
Ah, he can still work toward his bachelor's, but not be a teacher.
And then it cuts to a close-up or a two shot where their hands are literally touching. They all of a sudden are like a huge, they're like a whole human being closer together.
Didn't even notice.
From one shot to the next, it was jarring to me.
I didn't notice at all. She tells him that he would have been worth losing her entire year over. No, he wouldn't have. God. No, he wouldn't have.
No.
What?
Stupid thing to say.
And then they make up and he kisses her on the forehead and now they can be out in public together and that's how the episode ends.
So the episode ends with them being like, we didn't learn anything. But we sure did have a lot of problems.
Yeah. It's their happily ever after episode, kind of.
God, I hope not.
It's a spoiler that I don't feel bad about giving you. They're not Endgame.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that. But God, why are they still game? You know?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
He should be dead. Or at least in jail.
Yes. Snake should have killed him.
That would have been good.
That would have been a really good plot line. Snake kills Mr. Oleander right there in Miss Hatzilakos' office. So then Miss Hatzilakos, Paige, and Mr. Simpson have to cover up a murder. Anyway, and that's how the episode ends. I know, it's like I'm really, really like, I like this episode. This episode is entertaining to me. I enjoy watching it. But I don't like what it's trying to tell me and what the resolution is.
No.
So I have really no clue my true feelings on this episode. This episode has great lines. Like, it's a funny episode. There's a lot of like funny like one-liners and like quips.
They all came at the expense of the characters we know.
Yeah.
Like every line was something where I'm like, that person wouldn't say that.
Yeah, for sure.
But they were good lines.
Except Emma totally would say, I'm trying to kill Chris Sharp with my mind.
Yeah. No, Emma and Manny, I felt like were consistent.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Everyone else, I was like, who are these Snake.
People? Yeah, Snake too.
Was snaking.
Snake was snaking. So I guess
Daphne's fine, I guess.
Yeah, Miss Hatzilakos is fine. Yeah. So I guess, what would you rate this episode?
Just in terms of me feeling invested in what was happening, it should get a little bump. There were some funny lines. The B plot was trash.
It's a fun B plot. It's shenanigans.
It's a fun concept for a B plot. The execution really didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
And obviously I hate the Mr. Oleander plot line and I didn't like the resolution. So I'm going to give it 2 out of 5 ice cream cones for a little baby.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I think I'll also give it to, I feel like I have to go a little bit higher. Because
I,
well, because I think I enjoy it more than you did.
Yeah.
So I think 2.5 out of 5 tie-dyed footballs.
Mm.
Or no, you should have done tampons. Tampons, tampons, Christmas stars.
That would have been good.
Yeah. Or that. 2.5 out of 5 tampon Christmas stars. yeah. So then, where do you think this plot's going to go?
Well, I would have said Emma and Chester are going to have a thing, but I guess not.
Chester's been sucked into the black hole.
I guess Manny and Paige are going to keep fighting. Mr. O and Paige are going to try to date, but without the like secrecy, it's not going to be fun. So it's going to end soon. She's going to be like, oh, wait, you're not a teacher. You're just a loser. hopefully sooner than later. And I assume the whole school's going to make fun of Paige forever.
For dating a teacher?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I mean,
they won't get over the gonorrhea thing.
That's so true. But I think gonorrhea is funnier.
That's true.
Gonorrhea is funnier than getting taken advantage of by an adult.
That's
in a position of power over you.
But I can't imagine anyone that I went to school with letting go of somebody dating a teacher.
Yeah. No, yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think our next like love connection we find is going to be Emma, because she got over her hatred of boys.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
But I really thought it was going to be Chester.
Yeah, we are nearing the end of the season, which means with season 5 come new characters.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, just one new character. But
oh, really? That's it?
Like one official new character. They start like kind of like laying Darcy in a bit more, laying Shantae in a bit more, giving Danny a bit more screen time. Like those characters get a little bit more fleshed out. But
that's good.
Yeah, there's only one like new character in season 5. Anyway, yeah. So I guess the next episode is season 4, episode 19.
Okay.
And the title of the episode is Moonlight Desires.
Okay.
I'm going to have to look at what this plot line even is. Ooh, okay. So the title of the episode is Moonlight Desires.
Mm-hmm.
Our main player is Marco.
Marco.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a little, it's Marco and I could give you a really easy second character or a more interesting one. Okay. It's Marco and Craig.
Interesting. Well, I assumed it was going to be something about Marco sneaking out to... Okay, I'll make my prediction. Marco has been sneaking out to go over to... What's the...
Dylan.
Dylan. Marco has been sneaking out to go over to Dylan's place, and his parents are like, hey, how come you're always out at night? Like, I mean, sorry. Hey, how come you always out tonight?
Remember, Marco's mom knows he's gay now.
Sorry, yes. So Marco's dad is like, how come you always out tonight? I'm doing a really bad impression on purpose, just to be clear. And so Marco lies and says he's been hanging out at Craig's place.
Mm-hmm.
So then Marco's dad goes over to Craig and is like, hey, Mr. Craig, why is my son always at your place? Is you two's gay? And Craig is like, no, man. We have been hooking up with girls. So then he has to stage a situation where there's a bunch of girls hanging out with him and Marco at his place. And he sends a video of it to Marco's dad to prove. And Marco's dad watches the video and is like, is this what they call a girl's gone wild? And that's the episode.
Okay. Honestly, that wasn't a crazy joke prediction. So do you have any real guesses, I guess?
Yeah. My real guess is that Marco and Dylan are going through a rough patch.
Okay.
And Craig tries to help, but Craig meets a girl at Dylan's college.
Craig and Ashley are together.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I know. We haven't seen Ash in a while.
could she be in the black hole?
Not yet.
Damn. Okay. So.
Actually, I don't think she ever enters the hole.
Oh. Yeah. Craig does. Abortion joke. Yeah, I'll stick with all the rest of the prediction, okay. But just instead of Craig meeting a girl at college, Craig falls in love with an academic program.
Okay. Craig discovers his passion in life. Okay. And then I will also have you guess on the B plot.
Okay.
The B plot is Spinner.
Oh, Spinner drives off a cliff.
Oh my God. Does he succeed? Does he die?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Do you have any other predictions for that?
Maybe it's Spinner trying to make things right with Jimmy, but it doesn't work. Or maybe it's Spinner and Jay being like hooligans. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, something like that.
All right. And I also will tell you, there's a very iconic line in this episode. We get two. No. Oh, I mean, maybe.
Give me one element of context.
Kiss.
You taste just like a spaghetti. And it's Marco's dad who
yeah.
says it.
Yeah. Thank you.
But he was kissing Dylan.
But yeah, that's so funny. Like season four is like, this is the season of Degrassi. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much stuff happens this season that is like integral to the show. Mm-hmm. Like, we get the Paige and Manny fight this episode, and then literally the episode after, we get another iconic line. Like, that's how you know that this season has no misses.
disagree.
Even on the bad ones, they have good lines.
That's true.
That's true. So then, I guess, based on this episode, season four, episode 17, Modern Love, are you a Degrassi fan?
No.
Yeah. Honestly, maybe neither am I.
This episode was like upsetting because it felt like it was pushing a narrative that I think is really regressive and wrong.
Yeah.
And for the most part, Degrassi doesn't do that. Right. For the most part, Degrassi is progressive and right.
Yeah.
So it was hard to see. And the B plot was so like haphazardly thrown together with all these characters that just don't interact and doing things that they wouldn't do.
Right.
And it's just, it felt like they really sold out their characters for jokes a lot, which is something that honestly has been a strength of the show, not doing that.
Right.
So yeah, this episode blows.
I get that. I understand. Yeah. Any questions for me?
Yeah, just one. Having dealt with my dirtiest jokes yet, just the grossest depravity of my brain, most
that I
of which
cut.
Is cut, or possibly all of it. Even though they were so funny. Mm-hmm. Do you still love me?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Fortunate for me.
All right. Well, see you back same time, same place next week.
Yeah, that works for me. And all the days in between.
Yeah. Well, this was a fun one. Had fun doing this with you.
Yeah, me too.
Where can the people find you on social media?
I'm at Ezra Partier on Instagram. That's the best place. My show at Daily Misinformer on all the things is also a good thing to follow. And my team at Public Breakup is going to be doing sketch comedy all over the place. We've got a festival in Los Angeles that we're going to be a part of in April, a festival in Montreal that we're going to be going to in May. And then we have our own show here in LA in May. So, oh, and we might be having a show at UCB as well. Ooh. So things are getting busy for the sketch group, which is great. And at, well, we aren't really active on Instagram that much, but at Headbutt Comedy for my improv team, which is going to be starting April 1st, every other Monday at UCB and Herald Night.
Cool. Awesome. All right. And you can follow me at OMG It's Key on Instagram, or TikTok. And you can follow the podcast at Cook Bananas Podcast. on Instagram, and you can email us at cuckoobananaspodcast@gmail.com. I just think I had a stroke.
Like two in a really quick succession.
I was like, wait, what am I even saying? But yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening. This was fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.
Good night.